Today's daf is Menachos daf Nun. Hey, we left off on Nun Dalet and Beis, maybe? I'm not sure if we got to the top of the Nun. We'll start again from a little bit behind the Nun Dalet and Beis. We were discussing in the middle of the Sugya of whether you judge things based on what they were or based on what they are, meaning when items can shrivel or expand, do you judge the item based on what it once was or based on what it has become? So the Gemara had quoted this araya that we're torim te'enim on grogros b'minyan, that you can be torim full regular figs to cover grogros, to cover dried figs, just by counting out the numbers. So if you have 90 dried figs, you give 10, and we're assuming torim means maaser rishon, you give 10 regular figs. So you see that it must be that we're judging it based on what they once were, otherwise not based on what they are, because what they are, they're two different items. That's what the Gemara thought to bring a proof. So the Gemara says, because and not only as the two different items, if you're judging it based on what they are, you're being marbe b'maisros, because you are giving too much maiser. You're giving full figs for dried out, shriveled figs. So says the Gemara, so what? What's the other alternative? To say that we judge it based on what they are right now? Well, the Seifa says that if you give grogros for te'enim, that you give it b'mida, that you give it based on how much it weighs, you on how much it measures. You don't give it based on the number. So if you're going to say kamosha hain, if you're going to say that you give based on what it is, so I understand very well you're going to give it b'mida, but if you're going to give it based on what it once was, well then giving b'mida is being marba b'maisros. Giving grogros on te'enim b'mida is being marba b'maisros. So the Gemara says, no, it must be that we're not talking about maaser rishon, we're talking about truma gedola. And the reason that when you're giving figs on the dried figs, you do it b'minyan, and when you're giving dried figs on the figs, you do it b'mida, is that we always estimate high. We always go for a higher number. We're always toreim ba'ayin yafa. We're always trying to be generous in giving truma. So the Gemara asks, wait a second, yihachiyem seifa, about 10 lines before the end of the page, even though we read this yesterday, yihachiyem seifa, amar ablozer rabbi yosi, abba hayonotel eser grogros shabim Mitzvah al tishim shebekalkala, that he would give 10 grogros on 90 for the maaser rishon. So v'ibet truma gedola eser mayavidite. If we're talking about truma gedola and you're just being generous, because by truma gedola you can afford to be generous. By truma gedola there's no set number in the Torah of how much you're supposed to give. It's all midrabanan that we say that an ayin beninus is to give 2%, 1/50th, and an ayin yafa is to give 1/40th. Ayin ra'a, if you're a little stingier, is 1/60th. But truma gedola you can give almost everything. You just can't give everything. You have to leave a little bit over that's not truma, but you can give as much as you want for truma gedola. So we could, how do you, if we're talking about truma gedola and we're just talking about being generous, why was he makbid to dafki give 10 out of 100? 10 regular figs on the 90 dried figs. So, or 10 dried figs, shabim mitzvah, al tishim shabakalkala. So, elahacha b'trumas meiser askinan. So, it must be that what we're talking about over here is trumas meiser. Trumas meiser, which is that once you give the meiser rishon to the Levi, he has to give trumas meiser from that to the Kohen. V'abalazar ben gomelhu, and we're assuming like abalazar, and trumas meiser is 10%. So that's why he dafka gave 10 on the 90. But we're assuming like Abba Elazar ben Gomel, the Tanya Abba Elazar ben Gomel Omer, v'nechshav lechem trumaschem, b'shtei trumos hakasam medaber, achas truma gedola, v'achas trumas meiser, that we make a comparison between truma gedola and trumas meiser in the following way. K'shem she truma gedola nitalas ba'omed u'b'machshava, just like truma gedola, you're allowed to estimate how much you're giving, and you can also give truma gedola b'machshava, it doesn't have to be b'meiser, that you actually are mafresh the truma, and give it. It could be that giving it eventually has to be done. But the being matir the tevel doesn't have to be done by actually removing peros. You could do it by machshava, just thinking the peros over there are going to be the truma. Kach trumas meiser. So to the din by trumas meiser is nitelis ba'omer u'b'machshava, is that it could be taken both by estimating, and it could also be taken b'machshava. It doesn't have to be done with an action. So matruma gedola ba'ayin yafa, af trumas meiser ba'ayin yafa, and that's why we're talking about trumas meiser over here. That's why when you give from the grogros on the te'enim, you do it b'mida. When you give from the Tainim on the Grogros, you do it b'minyan. Because by Trumas Meiser also, you can give b'ayin yafe. You can try to be as generous as possible, even though, unlike Truma Gedola, which doesn't have a 10% rule, it doesn't have an any percent rule. It's just you give whatever you give. By Trumas Meiser, there is a 10% rule, but nevertheless, just like by Truma Gedola, you can afford to be generous. We allow you to be generous, and it's a nice thing to be extra generous by Truma Gedola. You can afford to be more generous by Trumas Meiser. Meiser Rishon, you can't be generous. Meiser Rishon, you're not allowed to be Marba B'Meisos. You have to give exactly 10%. Giving any more than 10% is not permitted by Meiser Rishon. So this idea of Abelazar ben Gomel, that you take Ba'omer B'Machshava by Trumas Meiser, is not agreed upon by everybody. The Chachamim are Cholik on Abelazar ben Gomel. That's how all the Rishonim are Medayik from a Gemara Misachas Beitza, that the Chachamim are Cholik on Abelazar ben Gomel. The Rambam writes, even though the Pasuk says, V'nechshav lechem Trumaschem, is about Trumas Meiser, meaning that Pasuk is said by Trumas Meiser, and therefore Lechora, one would assume Abelazar ben Gomel has to be right, because V'nechshav lechem Trumaschem is where we learn this idea of Machshava, that you're allowed to do machshava, that you don't need ma'isa, and this idea of omed, that you're allowed to estimate. So it was said about Trumas Meiser. So how could anyone argue that it doesn't apply to Trumas Meiser? So the way the Chacham will understand it, the Rambam says that im eino inyan the Trumas Meiser, so tenei inyan the Truma Gedola, that it's not about Trumas Meiser, must be only about Truma Gedola. Sometimes you have that. The pasuk is said in one spot in the Torah, but it's not really about that spot in the Torah. It's about somewhere else. And the Rambam paskins actually the halachas like the chachamim, that you're not allowed to take Trumas Meiser ma'umad. You have to be medaktik in the shear of Trumas Meiser. It has to be exactly 10% like Meiser Rishon. And you're not allowed to just estimate the shear of Trumas Meiser. There are Rishonim that the Tosas Maseches Gittin, Daf Lamed Aleph, writes that it's mutter to be mafresh ba'omed according to everybody. That even the Rabbanan would agree you're allowed to be Mafresh Ba'omed. The Machlokas Chachamim and Abelazar ben Gomel is whether there's a mitzvah by Trumas Meiser, just like by Truma, to dafka do it Ba'omed. By Truma, we don't want you to measure it out. By Truma, you're supposed to estimate. So that's the question. Are you supposed to estimate Trumas Meiser? But everyone says you're allowed to estimate Trumas Meiser. That's how Tosos understands the Machlokas. Not all the Rishonim agree with Tosos, obviously. Tosos over here, Dibra Maschel Nitelas, says that everyone would say that, no, it's not a mitzvah to be ma'aser mu'umad by Trumas Meiser. They're arguing whether it works, whether you can be ma'aser mu'umad by Trumas Meiser. But either way, we mentioned this idea of machshava, being ma'aser b'machshava, Trumas Meiser. So Rashi says, what's machshava? It means that you're nosin einav b'tzad zeh v'ochel mitzad acher. That you basically eye one side of it and say, okay, that side is going to be the truma, and then you eat from the other side of it, which is the side that's not going to be the truma. Which means you don't have to do a ma'aser afrasha to be mafresh the truma from the rest of it. All you have to do is be korei shame. So Tosos is medayik from Rashi. Tosos and Nunhei Amud Aleph over here is medayik from Rashi in Dibra Masal B'Machshava. So he's medayik from Rashi that really Rashi is saying two dinim. Number one, that Afrashas Truma doesn't need dibur. That it's just B'Machshava alone. Thought alone is enough to do Afrashas Truma. And number two, once you are mafresh the truma, you don't need a maisa to actually remove the truma from the rest of it before you start eating. You could start eating even before you actually remove the truma from the rest of it. However, Tosfos points out that there is a Rashi in Maseches Bechoros that seems to be against this Rashi. Rashi in Bechoros and Nuntes Amud Aleph seems to assume that Afrasas Truma is not Chal B'Machshava, you need Dibur. That Dibur is necessary. It's true that you don't actually have to do a mice of removing it before you start eating it, but to be Korei Shem Truma, it's not enough just to be Nosin Einav. You need to actually say something. That which they say Truma Gedol, and he tells Machshava, it only means that second din, that you're allowed to start eating before you actually mafresh the peros. But it doesn't mean that that machshava is all you need in order to be korei shem truma. Tosos proves that b'machshava alone truma should be chal, meaning like Rashi over here, and not like Rashi in Bechoros, because we find that when you have a mute person, an ilim she'enu medaber b'di'eved im tarim truma so truma, the halacha is a mute person, if he takes truma b'di'eved the truma works. So you see, obviously it was machshava, it was not b'dibur, because he cannot speak, and nevertheless, truma so truma. Still, he lechadchila we say he can't be toreim. Tosos writes that's because lechadchila you're supposed to make a birchas mitzvah on truma, on hafrashas truma, and he can't make the birchas mitzvah. But that's the only reason he can't even do it lechadchila. But certainly b'diavad, without the birchas mitzvah, the halacha is the Gemara is explicit in Masechet Brachos that if you're missing a birchas mitzvah, you're still yotzei a mitzvah. The birchas mitzvah is not ma'akev a mitzvah. There is a sheet that's Rashi Masechet Sukkah that Rav Yosef Engel makes a big deal about, where Rashi seems to say that a birchas mitzvah is ma'akev when you're dealing with the mitzvah drabanan. It's only not ma'akev when you're dealing with the mitzvah d'oraisa. But pashup shad is a birchas mitzvah is never ma'akev. So the ilam, the mute person, the only reason he can't do lechatchila is because he can't make the bracha. But it sounds like to machshava actually means machshava over here. It doesn't mean that you need to say a dibor in order to be korei shem truma. Also, it's mavur over here. What we see over here is that the din of machshava works for Trumas Meister, that we learned that from the hekesh between Trumas Meister and Truma Gedola. That's what our Gemara is clearly asserting, that the idea of machshava by Trumas Meister is learned from the comparison to Truma Gedola. So the Tosfos suggests, Tosfos on Nundal and Beis, Dibra Maskel Niteles, and that long Tosfos, so he suggests that even though there's machlokes, Rabbanan and Abba Elazar ben Gamla, legabe the din of estimating, and they say that that you can't learn Trumas Meiser from Truma, the Chacham hold, nevertheless, legabe the din of Machshava, everyone is moda that we make this hekish, and that Trumas Meiser can be done by Machshava. The only machlokes is, can it be done by estimating? Or should it be done by estimating? We saw those deos in Rishonim of whether the mitzvah applies to do it by estimating, but the fact that it could be done by Machshava without actual Maisa, that is agreed upon by everybody according to Tosos. So based on that, says the Rashash, what about Maisa Sheni, Maisa Ani, where you don't have any hekish to Truma? There's no comparison Maisa Sheni, Maisa Ani to Truma. Can they be taken in Machshava? Rashash says no. It's all based on the hekish to Truma. They don't have a hekish to Truma. But, says Rashash, Maiser Rishon can be taken with Machshava, because Maiser Rishon is also compared to Truma. Because the Pasuk says, Bamidbar Perek Yud Ches, Ki es Maiser B'nei Yisrael, Asher Yarimu LaHashem Truma, Nasati Lilavian. So it has an obvious comparison, a clear link that the Torah itself makes between Maiser Rishon and Truma, and therefore Maiser Rishon can also be taken can also be taken by Machshava. Chazanish is not sure about Maiser Sheni and Maiser Ani. Rashash, again, as we said, is certain that Maiser Sheni and Maiser Ani cannot be, but Maiser Rishon can be. Chazanish just points out that the Rambam quotes all the dinim of Trumos and Maisros in Hilchos Trumos, Pragdal, Rachat Hazayin. The Rambam writes, Hifresh Trum Machshavasav Lohotzi Bisvasav Klum Harezu Truma. And he quotes the Pasuk. And then in Hilchos Maisr, the Rambam says that Din HaMaisr Kedin HaTruma. The Rambam writes, everything that's true about Truma is true about Maisr. He says such a lashon, Kol Sha'amarnu B'Truma Ein Tamru Mizelze Kach B'Maisr Ein Ma'asr Mizelze. Anything by Truma that you can't take from one on the other, you can't, by Maisr the same would be true. Kol Sha'amarnu B'Truma Ein Tamru Trumasu Truma Kach B'Maisr Mifresh Ma'asros Ma'asros. Anytime by Truma it's going to work with the Eved, so by Maisr the same situation is going to work with the Eved. And he goes through all the halachos, one after the other, how Truma and Maisr exactly line up. Chazanish says, if there was a difference in Machshava, that by Machshava, Truma works with Machshava, Maisr didn't work with Machshava, the Rambam should have said something. The Rambam lines everything up and says, yeah, Maisr is exactly like Truma. So that's the Chazanish's Raya, that Machshava works for Maisr, just like it works for Truma. There is a Tosefta, though, that says, if you're going to be mafresh your Trumas and Maisros, you should say Baruch Shagiyanu L'Zman Hazeh, and when you're actually mafresh them, you should say Asher Kishan Mitzvot Tzitzvanu L'Hafresh Trumas and Maisros, that there is a Birchas HaMitzvah, and that's the Shulchan Aruch Paskins as well, that if you're mafresh Truma Gedola, you make Asher Kishan Mitzvot Tzitzvanu L'Hafresh Truma, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, and you're Deosim and Shin Lamed Aleph. If you're mafresh Maisr Rishon, you make a bracha on L'Hafresh Maisr, and if you're mafresh everything, you make a bracha L'Hafresh Trumas and Maisros. If you're being mafresh everything at the same time, you make one general bracha L'Hafresh Trumas and Maisros. So Rabbi Kivyager was asked the following shaila. According to the Beis Yosef paskins that when we do bedikas chametz, we make a bracha. The chamor mesakin to make a bracha dafka on bedikas chametz and not on bittel chametz. Bedikas chametz only drabanan. Bittel chametz is daraisa. Mi daraisa bebittel bial mesagi. The Gemara Maseches Pesachim tells us bedika is shalo yavala achlo, or that you shouldn't come to violate bali rabbi matzah. Good, but discussion of the Rishonim. But Bedika is only Midrabanan. Says the Beis Yosef, why were they misaking a bracha on Bedika and not on Bittel? Beis Yosef says, because Bittel is belave. And you don't make a bracha on a mitzvah that's belave. You only make a bracha on a mitzvah that's done with action. So they were misaking a bracha on the Bedika and not on the Bittel. Someone asked Rabbi Kiveger, why do we make a bracha on a fresh Shumas and Maestros, mitzvahs and belave? Over here we're saying that you're allowed to do a fresh Shumas and Maestros, machshava. So how could you make a bracha on a fresh Shumas and Maestros? Very strong kasha. So Rabbi Kiveger says, no. Hafrasha is a maisa. With every hafrasha has to come a maisa. Namely, you have to give it to the kohen. As we always point out from the Nodbi Yehuda and the Tos Rid, there are two elements of fresh Shumas Maisa. Number one is to be matir the tevel. Okay, good. That could be done with makshava. But the next step is to then give it to a kohen. So that always leads to a maisa. And therefore, the whole process is called a maisa, Rabbi Kiveger says. It's not called something that you only do makshava. It's considered something that's done alidei maisa. On that base, Yosef, the Emek Davar in Parshas Metzora says we don't make a bracha on the Sviras Shiva Nikiyim when a woman becomes a Nida, Zav Gedola, has to count 7 clean days. Why doesn't she make a bracha? We make a bracha on Sviras Omer. Why not make a bracha on Shiva Nikiyim? So he says because there's no Maisa. By Shiva Nikiyim, you don't have to actually count. You just have to keep a cheshbon in your head. By Sviras Omer, we actually count. And therefore, that base, Yosef says you only make a bracha on a Maisa. So Rav Shechter makes that point several times in his Kuntras Birchas Mitzvos in Eretz HaTzvi, that brachos were always misaking brachos on a maisa mitzvah. And that's one of Rabbi Kiveger's rayas by Sviras Omer. Someone asked Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger says that he was discussing, I think at his own wedding, all the Rabbanim were discussing whether you could be Yotzei Sviras Omer b'ksiva. So he started discussing, what about being Yotzei Sviras Omer b'hirur? Can you be Yotzei Sviras Omer just by thinking? So he says, no, absolutely cannot be Yotzei Sviras Omer by thinking. Why? Because no Maisa Mitzvah. So you can't be Yotzei with the fact that, I'm sorry, he says like this, because if the Chacham were misaking a bracha on Sviras Omer, then it must be that Sviras Omer must be done with the Maisa. It can't be done with the Makshava, because they never would have been misaking a bracha on something that's only done with Makshava. Rav Zhalti in Mishnah Siyavitz quotes the Maral, that's why we don't make a bracha on the Haggadah, because the Iker Sipra Haggadah is Havana Belev. The main thing is that we should think about it and internalize it. And you don't make a bracha on the Mitzvah Shebelev. And the Minchas Chinuch says that's also why we don't make a bracha on Hirhur B'Divrei Torah, because you're not Mevarich on anything that is Mekayim Belev, any Mitzvah that's Dafka Belev. So why taka don't we make a bracha on a machshava? Why is it the brachas are always on a maisa dafka and never on a machshava? So in Birei Adaf he quotes from the Tshuva Space Yitzchak Yardeya Simin Yud that it would be a problem of over las yasan. You would never be able to do it over las yasan. Birchas Mitzvah always has to be before you do the mitzvah. How are you going to do over las yasan on a machshava? By the time you're thinking about it enough to make the bracha, you already did it because you thought about it. Right, that's if the mitzvah is done with machshava, the thought alone would be the mitzvah, it would never be over las yasan. They weren't misakin a bracha on a mitzvah that cannot be done over las yasan. Just like, okay, so we're not going to get into all the examples. There are mitzvahs that cannot be done over las yasan, therefore they were not misakin a bracha on such mitzvahs. Fine, says the Gemara Vayter. Says Gemara Vayter, Umina, Amar Blazer Rabbi Yossi, Abba Hayinot Alaser Grogla Shemiktsoa Al Tishem Shemikalkala, and that's why he took 10 figs for the 90 figs. So Yam Bishlam Lukimo Shehein Amrinan Shapir Yam Kimo Shehein Batzilahu. So if you judge it based on what it once was, I understand very well. You could take from the figs on the dried figs or vice versa, and give the exact number and do it by number because they all once were normal figs. But if you judge it based on what it is, so isn't he giving too little if he's taking from the dried figs based on the regular figs? So Kios Rav Dimi, Yom Rav Lazar, Shiny Grogros, hold the Yachol Lisholkan Alachzirun Lekamal Shein. No, Grogros are different because figs can always be reconstructed into their original size. Anything that can easily be brought back to its original size, so then certainly we're not worried about the size difference when it's smaller. There's a Machlokas Rishonim over here, the Ramban and the Rashba, this svara, the fact that you can put it back to what it was, and therefore you could be mafresh a grogros for tisha te'enim, you could be mafresh a dried fig for 9 regular figs. Is it only by maestros that we say this din, or also like by shiurim and melechas hotzah Shabbos, that if the shiur is kegrogros, so is it based on anything that can become a grogros, can easily be reconstituted to a grogros, or it has to right now be a grogros? The Ramban holds that by melechav hotzah, this svara does not work, that it has to be right now. We judge it based on what it is. The Rashba holds that no, just like we say the Svara by Truma, so too by Hotzah Shabbos, the Svara works to be Mechayiv on Hotzah of a Grogros, even if right now it doesn't have the share of a Grogros, since you can always reconstitute it and bring it back to a Grogros. So what are they arguing about? What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas between the Ramban and the Rashba? So Rav Menachem Zemba in his Sefer Totsaus Chaim Simen Ches suggests the following beautiful explanation of the Machlokas Ramban and the Rashba. He says that by the Shir of Melechas Shabbos, l'chore there are two dinim in the Shir of Melechas Shabbos. Number one, by Shabbos we have a special din called Melechas Machshaves Asra Torah, that in order to be a viable Melecha, it has to be a thought out Melecha, a significant Melecha. And that's what the Rashbam writes in Bava Basra, that Dafka by Shabbos we're very sensitive to by Hotzah, the din of Shir, by Hotzah is a function of Melechas Machshaves. The reason why when you're Motzi, Pachas Mikshir, it's not a violation of Hotzah, is because it's a chesaron of Melechas Machshaves. On the other hand, there's another din, and that is that there's a gzeres hakasav alach l'moshe misinai of shiurim that we have in Maseches Sukkah that lists all the shiurim of the Torah, where it's no different. Shabbos and every other issur is no different. That there are certain shiurim that we have alach l'moshe misinai that apply throughout Kol HaTorah Kula. In fact, that's the pashas of the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Vav. The Gemara says shiurim are alach l'moshe misinai. The Gemara asks, what do you mean alach l'moshe misinai? Isn't it Araisa Eretz Chita Tein Asara goes through how each word in that pasuk is about a different shiur and talks about one shear about a bayis hamenuga, about how long you stay in house that's taras before you're begun to become tamei, and another shear for Hotzah Shabbos, and just list them all together in one unit. Sounds like Hotzah Shabbos is a shear like any other shear. So according to this, maybe the Ramban, who's mechalik between Truma, that even before you bring them back to their original size, we view them as if they are at their original size. The Ramban is mechalik between Trumos and Melech HaShabbos, where we're not going to say that Svara, because the Ramban holds that Svara only works for the shear of Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. But by Shabbos, there's an additional element. There's the Melech HaShabbos element, and so long as right now they're still smaller than their original size, it doesn't fulfill the Melechas Machsheves element. But the Rashba holds that the whole din of Shir by Melechas Shabbos, by Hotzah Shabbos, has nothing to do with Melechas Machsheves. It's the same Shir that you have in Kol HaTorah Kula. And therefore, just like if this Svar is going to be good enough to fulfill the Shir when it comes to Trumas and Maestros, it's going to be good enough for the Shir when it comes to Melechas Shabbos. It should be no different when it comes to Melechas Shabbos. That's from Menachem Zemba's understanding of this machlokas between the Ramban and the Rashba. The Achronim have a machlokas also, just like by Trumas Maestros, you could be mafresh grogros achas for tisha te'enim. Do we say also by isurei achila, like chadash and orla, that a grogros is when you eat a grogros, it's as if you ate a te'ena that has a full shear? Chaznish says that by isurei achila also, that this is just it's a broad rule. It's not just about a freshes Trumas Maestros. That it means that when you have a grogros, you treat it like it's a full te'ena. You treat it like it has the full shear. But Rav Simcha Zissel in his chidushim says no, that only legabe truma, which is given to the Kohen, we say that since the Kohen can expand it, it's as if you gave the Kohen a davar chashav, because he can make it bigger. But when this is the end game, you're eating it as is, and it's not being expanded, the fact that it has the potential to be expanded doesn't do you any good. The reason why when it comes to fresh trumas and maestros is good enough, and we say, oh, it can be expanded, that's good enough, is because it actually might be. When you give it to the Kohen, if the Kohen wants to expand it, he can. But if we're just talking about an Isurei Achila, says Rav Simcha Zissel, it is what it is, and you're eating it right now the way it is. You aren't expanding it. Okay, Vaitu Lingmar, Tan Rabbanan, Tarmatayna Malagrogros, we could be Torem. Regular figs and dried figs, b'makom shurigin lasos tenim grogros, in a place where it's normal to turn regular figs into dried figs. V'lo grogros al tenim, but you're not allowed to give dried figs for tenim, v'afil b'makom shurigin lasos tenim grogros, even where it's normal to make tenim into dried figs. Summer maros, what do we say? Torment tenim al grogros, makom shurigin lasos tenim grogros, b'makom shurigin in, b'makom shen regilin lo, sounds like only where it's normal to make dried figs out of regular figs, that's when you're allowed to give tenim al grogros. That's when you're allowed to give regular figs for dried figs. So, Echidami, what's the case exactly? If there's a Kohen around, so then why in a place where it's not normal can you not give him te'enim for the grogros? Whenever there's a Kohen, you're always supposed to give the best for trumos, and the te'enim are better than grogros. So what would be the problem if there's a Kohen present to give him te'enim for the grogros. El pshita deleka kohen. It must be that we're dealing with a case where there's no kohen, and that's why it's a problem to give the te'enim. There's no kohen around. You're going to take te'enim have a shorter shelf life, so that's why it's a problem to be mafresh te'enim. Better to be mafresh grogros. But then ema seifa. But then the seifa says v'lo grogros al te'enim v'afilu b'makom shor galasos te'enim grogros. You're never allowed to give grogros for te'enim, even where it's normal to make te'enim into grogros. V'deleka kohen. But if there's no kohen, am I low? Then what's the problem? V'atnan makom shein kohen. I thought when there's no kohen, the halacha is, the Mishnah says, you're supposed to give that which will last the longest. It makes a lot of sense. You want the kohen to end up having something. So if there's a kohen right there, give him the best you got. But if there's no kohen there and you don't know when you're going to have when you're going to see a kohen again, you don't want to take a fruit that's going to rot by the time you find a kohen. You want to give him something from them that's miskayim. So l'pshita dika kohen. So the sefer must be talking about a case where there is a kohen there. And that's why you can't give the grogros. Well then, resha d'leka kohen, sefer dika kohen. The resha we just said has to be talking about when there's no kohen. Safe as when there is a kohen, says Gemara, exactly. In Reisha Dleka kohen, safe for Dika kohen. The Reisha is talking about where there's no kohen, the safe is talking about where there is a kohen. Amar Papa, Shmamino, Dachkina, Mukmin, Masis, Betray Time, Vlom, Mukmin, Betray Tanai. We'd rather say that Mishnah is talking about two different cases rather than that it's two different opinions expressed in the same Mishnah. Given the choice of saying that it's a machlokes from one line to the next line, or to say that we're just talking about two different cases, so we'd rather say it's two different cases than to say that it's a machlokas. Where does this halacha come from? They have to be tori min hayafa. So that's based on a pasuk. The Gemara darshins mesachs tmura daf hey amid aleph. Kol trumas mikol mat lasechem torimos kol trumas Hashem mikol chelvo. And when we darshin minayin latori min ara al yafa shetrumas truma v'lo sisu alav chet barim chemes chelvo mimenu. That if you do give min hara al yafa, it works b'di'eved, but lechatchila you're supposed to give min hayafa. You're supposed to give from the good. So there's a famous chakira. The Briska Rav raises the following chakira. This chiv of giving min hayafa, there are two mitzvahs, as we keep on pointing out when it comes to truma. There's the mitzvahs hafrasha, and there's mitzvahs nesina l'kohen. You have to be mafresh just to be mati or tevel, to separate, set aside the truma, and then you have a separate mitzvah of giving it to a kohen. This din of giving min hayafa, is that a din in the hafrasha, or is it a din in the nesina? So what difference does it make? Either way, whatever you're mafresh, you have to give. So either way, you're going to have to do both on the yafa. No, nafkamina is, what if you have situations where you're only doing one and not doing the other? Where do you have such a situation? Peros tevel that belong to a kohen. Where a kohen has to do afrasha, he doesn't have to do any nesina. All he has to do is just declare it as truma, and then he keeps it. So he only has to do a mitzvah safrasha. Does he have to take a min hayafa? That's a brisker of nafkamina. Another nafkamina, when you're only being mafresh misafek. So if I'm being mafresh misafek, I have to do a afrasha, but a kohen, I don't have to give it to a kohen because it's mamun umutu basafek. He can't, he's a motzi mechaver olav haraya. He has no raya that I owe it to him. So I don't have to give it to a kohen. So do I have to do the hafrasha from the yafa in that situation? So that's the chakira that the Briska Rav raised. So the Briska Rav writes that based on this chakira, we can understand the machlokas tanaim meseches truma. If when there's no kohen lefaneinu, there's a machlokas tanaim. When there's no kohen around, should you give min hayafa or should you give min hameskayim? The Tanakamu says that you give min hameskayim. He's going to say, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that you give min hayafa. What are they arguing about? Tanakama holds that the yisod of is the mitzvah hafrasha min hayafa. So I don't care if there's a kohen. Is the yisod of hafrasha min hayafa is dafka din in a sina. So by the time the fruits get to the kohen, it's going to be spoiled. So then it doesn't make sense to give min hayafa. You would want to dafka give min hameskayim. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that the yisod mitzvah safrasha min hayafa, the whole idea of giving min hayafa is mitzad the mitzvah safrasha. It's not about the nesina to the kohen, and therefore even if there's no kohen around, still take min hayafa, because the din of taking min hayafa is not about the kohen, it's about the mitzvah safrasha. That's the machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam paskins like the Tanakama, that you tori min, like our Gemara says, that you tori min hameskayim, that if there's no kohen around, you give whatever's going to last the longest, not from the yafa. And from there we learn, so according to the way the Briska Rav analyzes it, bottom line, therefore we learn, that the yisod of the halacha that you tori min hayafa is a din in the nesina lekohen, and is not a din in the hafrasha. So therefore, Yisrael that's mafresh misafek, and is not going to give it to a kohen, doesn't have to give min hayafa. If a kohen is being mafresh, he doesn't have to be mafresh from the yafa, because it's only a din in the nesina lekohen. It's not a din in the hafrasha. It's only a din in the nesina lekohen. Shulchan Aruch paskins and Simshin Lamed Aleph Si'if Nun Beis Ein Tarmin Ela Min Hayafa. that you only give from the yafa, but says the Shulchan Aruch, nowadays that we don't give anything to a kohen anyway, and it's all going to go li'ibud because everything's tamei, ain lahakbid bekach. You shouldn't be makbid about this, about giving from the yafa. Says the Briska Rav, why? Why shouldn't we be makbid? It must be because the din of giving min yafa is a din in the nesina l'kohen. It's not a din in the hafrasha. If it was a din in the hafrasha, who cares where this is going? It doesn't matter that you're going to throw it in the garbage. The bottom line is, you're doing a mitzvah hafrasha. So if the din of yafa was a din in the mitzvah hafrasha, so then we should be makbid al kach. So it must be that the Shulchan Aruch holds that it's not a din in the hafrasha, it's a din in the nesina l'kohen, which is exactly the psak of the Rambam. So that would turn out to be exactly what the Rambam holds. So like the Rabbanan against Rabbi Yehuda, so it turned out that according to this analysis of the Briska Rav, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's mitzad the mitzvah hafrasha, even nowadays when things are going to be lost and you're not going to give it to a kohen, you should still take min hayafe. The Bir Agra, however, explains the Shulchan Aruch differently than the Briska Rav does. The Bir Agra writes that Bizman Azeh, that we're not makbit to be mafresh min yafe because truma tameis halechas li'ibud, and therefore every pri is called ra. There is no yafe. Everything by definition is labeled as ra. So it has nothing to do with machlokes tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. We simply don't have yafe because if it's going to get destroyed anyway, so by definition it's ra. That's how the Vilna Gaon explains that halacha in Shulchan Aruch. But that's the famous chakira. What's the din of being notal in the yafe? Is it a din in the hafrasha or a din in the nesina? Okay, new mishnah. Kol ha-menachos niloshos peposhin. All menachos should be kneaded with mayim poshen, not mayim chamin, but mayim poshen with lukewarm water. Umeshamrin shaliach mitzvah, and you should watch them to make sure that they don't become chametz, because menachos, as we learned in the first mishnah in this parak, in general are always matzah, very few exceptions. So you have to be shomer, you have to guard them to make sure they don't become chametz. V'mechmitzu, if they do become chametz, shirah. Even if the shirayim become chametz, even if it's not the chametz that became chametz, it's only the shiyarei mincha that became chametz over belosase. It's a violation of belosase. Shnemar kol mincha shetakriv l'Hashem lo sase chametz. Pasuk says that kol mincha shetakriv l'Hashem lo sase chametz. Says Rashi, what's that pasuk proving? Which halacha? We just said two halachas. Number one, that it needs shmira, and number two, that when the shirayim become chametz, it's a violation of a losasei. So pasuk pshat, you would think it's giving you the losasei, the violation of losasei. Says Rashi, aresha kai the katani umeshamrin shlo yachmitzu mikodem kmitzu mishtai. That pasuk is talking about before the kmitzas. So that pasuk is not about the shirayim. The din, the second din of the mishnah, is that if the shirayim become chametz, you're in violation of a losasei. That's not proven from that pasuk. All we're proving from that pasuk is you need to guard it to make sure it doesn't become chametz, because that pasuk is talking about before there is shirayim, before the kmitza was ever taken. V'chayv alishasa va'al arichasa va'al achiyasa. This din of shimur from chametz is true at the time of the kneading, at the time of the setting up of the dough, and at the time of the baking. It's throughout the entire process where we have such an iser. Now this idea that mishamrin shleiach mitzu, we have another area in halacha where we also have a din of shmira, and that's of course by matzah shmura. So the Briska Rav isn't sure. Do we say that the shmira over here is just a shmira that it shouldn't become chametz, or do you have to be shomer at l'shei matzah? Is there some sort of positive l'shei mitzvah matzah sort of thing that you have to do over here as well? By the mitzvah shimur b'matzah, the Reb Chaim writes in Hilchos Chametz Matzah Perek Vav Halacha Hey that there's shnei dinim. There's tzvei dinim by Hilchos Matzah. Number one, the ma'isa shimur shlo tachmitz, and number two, in order to make it a cheftza shal mitzvah, it has to be shomer l'shei matzah, not l'shem davar acher. So Briska Rav isn't sure, do we have the same din over here as well? And the Sfasem says further, is it, what about not just l'shem matzah? Do you have to be shomer dafka l'shem matzas mincha? Or not l'shem mincha, just l'shem matzah. L'shem matzah would be good enough. Meaning if you had leftover matzahs from Pesach, or you were making matzahs for Pesach, can you use those matzahs? Would those be good enough? Because those were watched l'shem matzah. Or does it have to be even more specific that it's l'shem matzas mincha? Chaznish says that it has to be shomer l'shma, L'shem matzah's mincha, and he has a suffix if you weren't shomer them l'shma, if they're pasul, or if it's not b'di'evit, it's going to be okay. But anyway, that's the din. That the din is that it needs shmira. Frankly, Gemara minani mili, how do we know this din? Amar Reish Lakish, da Amar Kra, pasuk says lo se afe chametz chelkam, afilu chelkam lo se afe chametz. That even chelkam you can't make chametz. Even the part that's going to go to the kohanim, that's going to be the chelak Kohanim, namely the Shirayim, the Kmitza goes on the Mizbeach, the Shirayim, even that can't become Chametz. That's how we know that there's a Losase, right? And that's why Rashi said the Pasuk that we quoted in the Mishnah is not about that Losase. This is that the Pasuk in the Gemara is teaching us the Losase that even the Shirayim can't become Chametz. V'haylach Yudas, a fractal Gemara, is that what this is coming to teach me? Hami by Leil Chitanya, don't we need this for the following Braisa? Losef Chametz, Matam Alomar, why did it say Losef Chametz? V'alokvar Nemer Losase. Chametz doesn't already say lo sasa chametz, so why do I need another pasuk of lo say ofe chametz? So it's coming to teach me lefi shenemer lo sasa chametz. It says lo sasa chametz yachalo yechayev ela achas al kulam. I might think that you're only chayev one iser for all the steps in the process that you aren't careful about chametz. That's why it specifically says, not just don't make in the broad general terminology, we say specifically, don't bake it. Why? Because baking is included in the asiya in general. So lama yatze is why do we take baking and single it out? To show that baking is like every other step in the process. That ma'afiyam yuchedashi ma'isi yichidiv chayavin ala b'fnei atzma, af aniyavi lishasa v'arichasa v'kol ma'isi yichidi sheba. Just like afiyah has been singled out that you're chayiv separately for afiyah, so too we say you're chayiv separately for every single step in the process. For the lisha, for the aricha, any individual stage in the process where you're not careful about chametz, it's a separate iser. And that even comes to include kituf, that even comes to include when you smooth out the face of the dough with water, where it's a very minor maisa, but it's a maisa yechidi, and therefore you're going to be chayiv b'fnei atzma. So again, this is the end of the question. What's the question? We originally said that we have a pasuk of losaf chametz chelkam to teach me that there's a losase of the shirayim becoming chametz. Frek the Gemara, what do you mean? We need that pasuk to teach me this din right here, that each step in the process, that each step in the process is a separate iser. So how can you use it to teach me that the shirayim can't become chametz? We're using it right here to teach me that each step in the process is a separate iser. So anan michelkam ka'aminan. So it says Gemara, no, we're learning it from the word chelkam. That's where we're learning the din of the shirayim. Okay, but maybe the whole pasuk is coming to teach me this second din, and there is no other halacha to be derived. So imkain lichtov chelkam lo seyaf chametz. If that were true, then it should have just said chelkam lo seyaf chametz. My lo seyaf chametz chelkam shat minatarti. It must be that it's coming to teach me that there are two dinim that can be derived from here. That's chelkam lo seyaf chametz. Now this idea that we add water into the mixture. Obviously, we're adding water into the mixture. That's what the shmira from that's what Tosfos points out. The shmira from chametz is only because you're adding water. It's not just the oil and the flour. There's water being added in. So the Sfasemis and the Mikdash David, the Achronim, have the following shaila. This water that you add in, what kind of water is this? Do you need dafka mayim sheniskatju? Because if you need a dough of a carbon mincha with mayim shel chulin, it's going to turn out that you makfir on the mizbeach mayim shel chulin, and it's going to be chulin bazara. Or maybe you can use mayim shel chulin. It's not called chulin bazara because it's done with tzarech lekarbon. So the Mikdash David writes that we can answer this suffix based on the mission that we had earlier in the perek. What did we say earlier in the perek? How are we machmitz the shtei alechem and the lach metoda? So Rabbi Yehuda says, how do you make it chametz? You need a leavening agent. What's your leavening agent? So Rabbi Yehuda says, mevi sa'ar mitoch beso v'nos v'nitoch amida. You bring a piece of sa'ar, sourdough, from your house, and you put that in. Sourdough has water in it, obviously, otherwise it wouldn't be sourdough. And you bring it from your house. Obviously, it's mayim shel chulin. Obviously, it's not mayim shel hagdish. So Mikdash David says that maybe there's a difference, though, between the shtei alechem lach metoda on the one hand and the other menachos. Why? Shtei alechem lach metoda never brought on the mizbeach. Maybe there's a further isra of chulin bazara to dafka bring on the mizbeach mayim from your house. So he thought that Mikdash David thought that maybe maybe that's not the best raya, the raya he brings from the beginning of the parak. Okay, anyway, says the Gemara further. So what do we say? That we have this drasha that since it says, don't make it chametz, and then it singles out, don't bake it chametz. So we learn from there that just like baking, you're chayev on separately, so too, you're chayev separately for each stage in the process. So the Gemara just questions, is that the way to learn these psukim? That baking was singled out to reveal and to show that every other step is just like baking, and you're chayev separately for each step in the process? Ve'ema afiyo de piret barachman el chayev chada. How do you know that baking is held up as the paradigm and that the others follow suit, that all the other steps in the process are the same as baking? Maybe baking is singled out because baking is actually different. That you're chayiv for baking it as chametz. You're also chayiv, separate iser, for doing all the other steps in the process as chametz. But not that it's a separate iser for the lisha and the aricha and the kituv and each step. No, it's one big iser for all the other steps in the process, and baking is singled out as a separate iser for baking. So it says Gemara, no, mishum da yadavar shahayu b'chlal v'yatza min haklal l'lamid, lo l'lamid l'atzma yatza, l'lamid l'kal kul yatza. Because every morning we say in Rabbi Shmuel Lomer that these are the midos ha-Torah and drashas ben. This is the way we learn Torah, that you have something that was b'chlal, that was included in the general statement of lo sa'aseh, of don't make it, and then it was singled out, was taken out of the klal, it's l'lamid l'kal kul yatza. It comes to reveal something about every single step of the entire klal. So, effectively, Gemara, but maybe this is not, maybe we're applying the wrong midah. There are other midah shatar and drashas ben, maybe that should be applied. Ve'ema lo sasa klal, lo seyafe prat. Klal prat, ema klal masha prat. Maybe it's a klal prat. Lo seyasa is a klal. Lo seyafe is a prat, is very specific. So maybe the isser of making it chametz means only baking it chametz, afia in midiachrin alo. That it's only baking that's an iser, nothing else is an iser. So Amar Rebbe, afturiki mishum dahavi klalu prat amurchak in zebizeh. He says, no, you can't say it's a klalu prat, because this is a klalu prat amurchak in zebizeh. They're too far away from each other in the Torah. V'chol klalu prat amurchak in zebizeh, ein don naso v'chol prat. We can't have a klalu prat that's so distant from each other in the Torah. Masv Ravad Barava va'amri lakadi Ravad Barava or anonymous said klal prat amurchak in zebizeh ein don naso v'chol prat. Is that true? Anytime you have a klal prat that's distant from each other, we cannot treat it like a klal prat. Va'tanya, we have a brisa, and it's a strange question, because we're going to say we have a brisa that does not use a klal prat but sort of threatened to use one, and the one that it threatened to use would have been murchak in zebizeh. That's the way the question shakes out. Va'tanya, we have a brisa v'shachatos b'makom asher yishchata ola lefnei Hashem chat. Who you should shech the chatas in the same place you shech the ola? Heichon ola nishchetes? Where's the ola shechted? Bitzafon. So avze bitzafon. This is also shechted bitzafon. The seir nasi it's talking about is also shechted bitzafon. V'chiyano mikam lemeidin. Wait, do we learn it from there? V'alo kvar nemer b'makom asher tishchet ola tishchet chatas. It already says in another pasuk the same place that you shech the ola you shech the chatas. Halama ze yatza lekovo shim lo shechted also bitzafon paslo. Why then do we need two pesukim to tell me that if you don't shech, not only are you supposed to shech the bitzafon, but if you don't shech the bitzafon, it's ma'akev. This is the rule, shana lavakas of la'akev. The Torah tells me two things, it tells me the same thing twice by kachim, to tell me that it's ma'akev. But how do you know that that's why it's singled out? To tell me that it has to be bitzafon, it's ma'akev, maybe it's coming to tell me that it's only this carbon that requires tzafon, but other carbonos do not require tzafon. Tamalom v'shachatas achatos b'makom ha'ola. Maybe that's what the second pasuk is there to teach me. That everything that achatos in general requires tzafon. Ze b'nayav l'kol chatos shatunas tzafon. It's a binyanav that all chatos require tzafon. Meaning we have two psukim that tell me that the sir nasi requires tzafon. So first we thought, two psukim la'akev. Says, well, no. Maybe two psukim to tell me that it's not only about the sir nasi, it's about all other chatos as well. So time of the cause of Rachman of Shachatas Achatas, Halav Hachiav Minish Zetal and Sofen Veinachatal and Sofen. So now the Gemara analyzes. So what did we threaten to learn from this? Had it not had that second pasuk, we would have said that Zetal and Sofen Veinachatal and Sofen, nothing else. It's only a din over here. My time, why would we think it's only a din over here by the Seer Nasi and not by other Karbanos? Lav Misham Dava Klalaprat? Isn't it because we would have used the Klalaprat had we not had that extra pasuk? Viafal Gavdur Muchakin, so we said Dana Sabah Klalaprat. you see that we can use the klal prat even though they're far from each other. But we didn't. Yeah, but we would have. That's the kasha. You see that we would have used the klal prat even though they were far from each other. So you see from there that you can use a klal prat that's far from each other, and therefore back to the question that how do we know that not to use the klal prat by lo se'ase and lo se'afe? So Maskar Ravashi, hi klal pratu. Pratu klalu. No, that's not a klal prat. It's a pratu klal. Manasa klal mosif al prat v'srabilu kalmili. And it's a klal that's being mosif on the prat, and it should have been marba everything. Meaning, even the havamin over there, how we would have used the klal prat doesn't make sense. It should have been a pratu klal, and we never should have even had a havamina that it's only the seir nasi and not the other kabanos. So elatana oso kakashale. No, the only reason we would have limited it to the seir nasi and not other kabanos was nothing to do with klal prat, and therefore you can't prove anything about a klal prat or kakin zemiza. That was never even the have a mean over there. It was from the word also. Vahavdi kamar. Oeinu ela shazeta on sofen veinakrata on sofen. Dekas rachmana also. The have a mean to say that it's dafka the seer nasi and not the other kabanos is the word also. Not based on any sort of klalu prad. That's where the real have a mina comes from. And therefore, a klalu prad of Rechakim Zemizah cannot be learned as a klalu prad. We have no indication that it ever can be learned as a klalu prad. And that's how we know that our drash of Lo Se'asa and Lo Se'afe is darshan properly at Davar Yotzim and Aklal, not as a klalu prad. Okay, we'll pick up from there and we'll discuss what we in fact learned from Oso.